Today is March 29th, 2024, and this is the Pulse Museum's daily centennial moment. Bridge stringers unsafe, reiterates department chief. Reiteration of a belief expressed by Commissioner J.G. Young in City Commission meeting yesterday that stringers beneath the tracks of the Grace Harbor Railway and Light Company over the 8th Street Bridge are in need of immediate replacement in order to be safe was made yesterday by W.L. Lovejoy, city engineer. Mr. Lovejoy stated that the stringers on the bridge approaches to which particular reference was made have not been replaced for at least 12 years during which he's been in Hoquiam, are now so rotten that they will not hold a nail driven into them. Officials of the company stated Thursday that the stringers on the bridge proper had been renewed about 2 years ago. Mr. Lovejoy stated that the only work he knew of was when the replacement of one short section near the east end of the bridge was within the past 2 weeks. The planking between the company's tracks is in bad shape, repair work having consisted of taking out the one board at a time when badly worn out, and putting in another which was already done some service on parts of the system. In other news, Portland boy held in Aberdeen jail. Snatched from the pale of a criminal career by local police, a 16-year-old Portland boy was held at headquarters in Aberdeen tonight while efforts to locate his parents were being made. A local youth and companion of the runaway Oregonian is in jail on a charge of vagrancy. The names of the boys are being withheld by police. According to Detective Frank O'Brien, the two boys are members of a ring of petty thieves who have been operating in the city for some time. Their activities were not confined to thievery, but they have also been stealing liquor from bootleggers and selling it, according to report. The boys both denied that they had done any stealing or hijacking. Captain O'Brien said that the poor youth would be sent off to home if his parents are located. He believes that the boy was led astray by a companion. In other news, Samuel Ibbotson, realtor, will move his office and the headquarters of the Hoquiam Savings and Loan Association from the First National Bank building to a ground floor location on I Street in the Emerson Hotel building today or Monday. Mr. Ibbotson had planned to move into the new location several days ago, but found that heat in the building had been shut off while radiators to the hotel guest rooms were temporarily disconnected to permit carpets being laid. And finally, season tickets on sale Monday for home ball games. From inquiries that we have been receiving, I have seen that businessmen are in a responsive mood to the Hoquiam Baseball Club's campaign for funds. And when we start out on Monday, we ought to clean this thing up in a jiffy and have another to think about, but the opening day game and how to help win-win. From Aberdeen Electric Park, April 20th. Harry Collins, president of the baseball club, looked up from his labors of signing his name to season tickets long enough yesterday to discourse something like the above. And he means it, too. With a greater interest being shown in baseball than ever before, the club will apparently not lack for backing. Its aims have been endorsed by the Hoquiam Commercial Club, and a committee appointed by President L.W. Taft will be in charge of soliciting the money. The same men have been named to directorship of the baseball club and will have charge of expending the money to secure the best team possible. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on March 29, 1924. With our winter closure nearing its completion, we look forward to welcoming you back this April 6th with engaging new exhibits on transportation, maritime, and local manufacturing history. As we continue preparing the Polson for visitors to return, we encourage you to explore our online presence at polsonmuseum.org, where you can view nearly 30,000 images from Grace Harbor's past. You can also catch recent centennial moments you missed from the link to our SoundCloud site, all found at polsonmuseum.org. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's daily centennial moment.